So, do we have anybody in the King Cole office? Cole Bay office. Nelson Lagoon. Falls Pass. Sandpoint. Akitan.
Just myself.
Thank you, Josie. Anchorage office.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, myself, Jim, Sam, Daly, Chris, Beverly, Charlotte, Ernie, Stewart, Jackie, Talia, Glenora, Brenda, Paul, Warren, and Alvin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so under our, so we did the roll call. We need a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda.
I'll second it.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Any corrections to the agenda? Hearing none. If there's no objections, the agenda will stand as printed. Do we have any public comments on agenda items? Anyone feel like they have a conflict of interest with any of the items on the agenda?
I just would like to clarify, I am on the school district, but I don't take salaries, so I'm trying to comment.
Okay. We don't have any presentations. We don't have any minutes. We don't have any financials. No investment reports, no consent agenda, no public hearings. We have two resolutions before us, so we're down to item 12. So resolution 2410 authorizing appropriation of $4 million from the Burroughs Alaska Municipal League Investment Pool AED checking account. 0.3 portfolio to pay for the second 10% of the Ectan Harbor Core payment. We need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Chris.
I'll second.
Thank you, Dale. Annie?
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck. Assembly So 2410 is before you. As Mayor Osterbeck stated, this is to authorize the appropriation of $4 million from the Burroughs Alaska Municipal League Pool Investment Pool AED checking account portfolio 0.3 to pay for the second 10% of the Actan Harbor Core payment. So just to summarize, and I know we did talk about this earlier, but for the record, in July 2008, the borough did enter into a project partnership agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers for the construction of the Actan Harbor. Per the agreement, the borough agreed to pay 10% of total cost of construction of the general navigation features and an additional amount equal to 10% of total cost of construction of the general navigation features, less the amount of credit afforded by the government for the value of the lands, easements, and rights of way. That's also called the WRDS, is how they, their acronym for that. The total construction cost of the general navigation features that have been accounted for to date are $32,640,070.01. Of this total, the borough's cost was $3,264,007, representing the first 10% cost share. The borough, or the federal share of 90%, was $29,376,063.01. This portion of the cost share is balanced and closed. So our first 10% has been paid for. The borough still owes the second 10% of the total cost of construction of the general navigation features. The borough has requested the Corps to complete the final accounting, but based off prior correspondence, it's anticipated that the borough will owe between $3.4 and $3.6 million. And I have asked the Corps numerous times for the final accounting and went to the top person for the state of Alaska, and I believe they're working on it. Corps typically provides two options to for payment, which is either pay the second 10% in full now or over a period of 30 years utilizing the federal finance rate as defined by Section 106 of WRDA 1986. If the borrower decides to pay over a 30-year period, the core will provide a long-term agreement amortization schedule, which outlines payment options. If the borrower decides to pay in full, the core will submit an invoice and the borrower will process payment. While preparing for the financial work session, administration determined that paying off the second 10% in full would be the most cost-effective and best option for the borrower. The borrower has funds available and it eliminates this as a borrower liability. The borrower has approximately $6 million of unencumbered funds located in the Amlet 3.3 portfolio. These funds were from prior fiscal year surpluses, were reimbursements from permanent funds, from the permanent fund for past permanent fund earnings, expenditures, and other sources. These funds are unrestricted, and it's recommended that $4 million be appropriated to pay off the second 10% of the Aftan Harbor debt, and the remaining funds be appropriated to the Sandpoint School B project, which will be addressed in Resolution 2411. These funds would be placed in their own AMLET portfolio for accounting purposes and will be used once the Army Corps provides their final invoice. If all the funds are not needed, then the Assembly will reappropriate the remaining funds. Therefore, administration recommends appropriating $4 million from the AMLET 3 portfolio to pay for the second 10% of the Aftan Harbor.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion?
Well, during the work session we had earlier today, Annie gave the information on how this was part of an agreement to get the harbor and previous obligation of a plan to vote for. Thank you.
Okay. Other comments? Hearing none. Question on the motion?
Brenda?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Bailey?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Motion.
Okay. Thank you. Before us, we have Resolution 2411 authorizing the appropriation of approximately $2,001,581.66 from the Borough's Alaska Municipal League Investment Pool AEB checking account 0.3 portfolio to the Sandpoint School Project. We need a motion and a second to bring it on the floor.
I'll make that motion, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda.
I'll second.
Oh, Haley. Thank you, David. Annie?
Yes, so 2411 is regarding appropriating about $2,001,581.66, basically the remaining balance from that 0.3 portfolio to the Sandpoint School project. On February 21st, 2023, the borough signed a grant from the State of Alaska Department of Education and Early Development to conduct major maintenance at the Sandpoint School. This project includes improving the HVAC system, improving security, replacing the fire alarm, replacing intercom system, and renovating pool facility additions, which includes restrooms, lockers, metal roof, supply ventilation, ductwork, et cetera. The grant was in the amount of $2,968,577. $1.929 million of that would be from the state, and then the borough is responsible for $1,039,002. We have those funds already set aside for the match. However, immediately after that grant was awarded, the district and borough immediately faced a host of unexpected financial realities for this project. Most of it was the disruption to the supply chain due to COVID-19 and also this huge rampant inflation that's occurred. So based off of that, we did go back out to the Dow and then went back to the estimators to give us an updated cost estimate, which came in at about $6.8 million. Based off of that, the school district and the borough did submit a supplemental funding request to the state for the project. On September 1st, this was request was submitted, and we requested an additional $3,842,852 in funding, which increased our total project cost to the $6.8 million. The local match will increase from the $1,039,000 to $2,384,015 if we get the supplemental funding request if the state funds that. Currently, we have $1.239 million available in Fund 20 for the project. $1,039,002 was for the grant match, and $200,000 was for any project contingencies, because there's always something that comes up. So the borough will need to look for additional funding to complete the project in its entirety. We already signed the grant agreement. We have to conduct the work. So if the supplemental funding is approved, the borough will need an additional $1,344,988.15. If the request is not funded, the borough will need an additional $3,842.853 million. I've looked at numbers too much today, but let's say just rounding it up to $3.8 million. So the borough does once again have approximately $6 million in unencumbered funds, $4 million of which you have just approved via the past resolution to go towards the second 10% of the Accutan Harbor, and then this resolution is putting the remaining funds towards the Sandpoint Deed project. Once again, it will go into its own AMBLC portfolio, and we'll keep accounting of it there. And if the full amount is not needed, we'll come back to the assembly and reappropriate the remaining funds to other projects. Even with this $2 million, that's still not going to be enough if the supplemental funding request isn't, and then we'll have to come back and ask for additional money. But I think it's important that we have it, that we place it towards this now, so administration recommends approval of this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Discussion?
They recommend we keep moving forward. And
Well, thank you. Even though, as I said, the pool itself is a little separate from this item, there are some things in the pool included, and I support this resolution, but there's a little additional information, and maybe it'll take a little overlap between the funds in this resolution to what already is being allocated to get the pool open as soon as possible. Part of the fix to fill the pool up again is a pipe that, I guess it's a pressure pipe, that fills the pool. It probably is cracked. You're going to put a line or anything. But if that doesn't work, I just want to be on record that we should cut a little cement, dig a hole in 3 days, replace the pipe, and fill the cement on top and be open. So there's alternatives. Even if this system, which everybody seems pretty secure and confident that it will work, I guess the object will still get the pool open, and it's kind of related to this. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Other comments? Okay. Question on the motion.
James?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Josie?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Bailey?
Yes.
And Michael?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you. Before us, we have no old business, no new business, no reports of updates. I can't bring it off on that one. So we're down to the executive session.
I'll need a motion.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Josie, this isn't arranged for phone participation for this one, because we have PowerPoints and handouts and stuff, so we're going to disconnect and then call back in.
Okay, and there's no idea on how long that's going to be?
No, but maybe someone could text you.
Okay, the city is locked up right now. I'm the only one in the building, so if I leave, then I'm just going to be gone for the day.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And I had one question. It says next meeting update, or next meeting date, 16th of October. That's a Monday, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is that for 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. And we'll probably have a work session before that at 1.
Okay, I won't be available for that one.
Okay.
month, and he's had a pretty good earthquake.
Okay. So, Matt, I think you made it. I think you need to make a motion.
Do you read the word you have here?
What?
So you'll need a motion to go into executive session.
I'll second it.
We have to have a reason.
For discussion of the status of Trident's move from Accutane to Unalaska and financial impacts it may have. The discussion will include strategies and financial impacts in the best interest of the Aleutians East Borough regarding the effect of the move will have on the borough, a matter of the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the public entity. Alaska Statute 44.62.310 parentheses B and another parentheses.
Okay.
And
Chris, I second it again. Okay, thank you. So, at this time, we have attendees for this, before we actually go into the next session, so it's Daly, Kim, Paul, Brenda, Chris, Warren, Advisory Sam, myself, the mayor, and the staff present will be Beverly, Annie, Talia, Ernie, Charlotte, Jackie, Seward, and Glenora. So,
everybody in this room.
Yeah, everybody that's in the room now. So, okay.
Can I hang up?
What?
Oh, I said, can I hang up?
Yeah, we've moved into
the chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.